CliffCentral.com.
I'm such an asshole, even my mom knows, that's why she hate a nigga. I'm such an asshole, even Superman couldn't save a nigga.
China.
Get the fuck off of my cock.
Yo, what's up?
Oh, God.
Damn. Wow, guys.
Fuck.
Who am I hurt, bitch? Ooh, and you hear in that background, we got a song called Zulu Skywalker.
Oh, yeah?
Who's that
oh,
by?
Yeah.
Who's that by?
Oh, yeah?
By a guy named Muzi. So, but first of all, guys, welcome. It's another spectacular Friday. You're here with the Millennial Gen T. What's up, y'all?
We back, baby. Okay, well, I'm back.
Yeah, I'm also back. I wasn't here last week either.
I wasn't here last week. I haven't been around for a while.
Yeah, we all decided to take sabbaticals and we left.
I'm done with exams, dog. I'm just happy to be back right now.
Yeah, it's that time, man. And we've got some fire guests for y'all today. Not only have we got fire guests, we got some fire tunes.
Mm-hmm.
You've got our fire producer, Palesa, giving me all the looks. Hey, boo.
Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, little mama.
You know, so, I mean, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
And it's a sunny Friday.
And
it's
we're here at Cliff Central, and we're here,
you know? So, without further ado, let me introduce some of our guests. First of all, we have the professional shit talker himself.
What's up, assholes?
Yes.
Where's that high
what
a
say?
Yo, dude, don't worry. Pretty don't stress. I know, say, right? Man. It's coming. So, we have why don't you introduce yourself? Tell the people your name.
Y'all were, like, speaking to each other, man. I wasn't sure. Okay, well, what up, guys? Uncle Hunt. You know, Uncle Jake. A.K.A. used to be Hunter on Twitter. You better catch that.
Dude, please explain this Uncle Hunt to me.
Wait, nobody.
Because I am your Mahomes, dog.
Wow, you're my what?
I am everybody's Malooms, dog.
Okay.
Even if they're older than me, I'm still their Malooms.
So your uncle's great uncle.
Yeah.
Alright.
I'm Malumi to the Malumis.
Dude, you see you, bro. This is why we call you the professional shit talker, because you got it unlocked.
Yeah, you do, dog. You know? Actually, like, if they handed out degrees for that, you'd get an honorary PhD. You wouldn't even have to attend school.
Dude, and it's not like you would attend school. Anyway.
Man, you know?
We also have another guest here. We have
the guy we actually...
The main attraction, because it definitely wasn't
him. Oh,
okay. Sounds true.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, like you're acting like you don't know how it is, dog. I mean, maybe we don't know.
Okay. Let's just introduce the hot sauce guest of the day.
Yeah.
I don't want to say chicken say.
Introduce yourself, dog.
I don't know what to start with. I
mean, you know what to start with. Start with your name.
Well, no, my name's Grizzly.
Okay. Yeah. I put that in right. Yeah. Alright, what's up, Grizzly? How you doing?
What it do? Well, go on.
Good. Thank you for coming in today, yo. So, for those who don't know, Grizzly's actually a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
A super high fire DJ. Mm-hmm.
Marketing designer.
Yes. He just does a lot.
He's full-on creative, dog.
Yeah, he's a full-on creative. Like, he literally fits the millennial gen fold perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I mean, we've had him on the show before, but, like, last time we didn't really speak about Grizzly.
Yeah,
we were more speaking about like what's going on
with Geek on Fleek.
Yeah,
like
Geek on Fleek.
Yeah.
But this time, we are your platform. This is what you're here for, dog.
Today we're here for you, Geek. Do you want to tell people your government name? Do you want to start there?
Well, my government name is actually Stefan.
Oh.
It's a bit boring.
Hi, Stefan.
Yeah. Very few people spell it right.
Stefan.
Very few people spell it right. How would you spell my name?
STPH.
You see, he's already fucked up.
Yep.
It's because you made him doubt him.
I didn't do anything. I just spelled my name.
Yeah, but I mean, I know normally it's PH, but I know a few.
I'm not normal.
Oh, you're UF?
I'm abnormal.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
The geek is on fleek.
Okay. So, Stefan, why don't you tell us what you do, Munchie?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm a professional DJ, but it does pay a few bills. I'm a professional designer with 0 degree, but I've somehow made it through the shit.
Dude, I respect that. So you taught yourself everything.
Yeah.
That's mad, dog.
I went to YouTube University.
Dude, that's actually a real thing.
Literally, it's the hottest thing. If you ever want to learn
something. I'm at Ritz University, and YouTube University is actually my main. I attend more lectures there.
You know? Like, it's actually a real thing. Because, I mean, I taught myself how to use Photoshop completely and entirely from YouTube. I taught myself how to take photos.
All of my, like, creative abilities that, like, or, like, on the computer I've taught myself through YouTube.
You know?
Yeah. I even would like watch YouTube to try to see different styles to DJ.
So like y'all are crazy. Cyber creatives.
Yeah,
yeah. Quite I like that. Actually,
I mean, that does sound kind of dope. I've never heard that term before. But I mean, like, it could be a thing. Cyber creative.
We'll get our lawyers and the paperwork done soon.
I better trademark that.
Yeah, right? Lawyers are coming later. Don't worry.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll
figure out the paperwork.
All right, so I know you told us you are a DJ, right? How long have you been doing this DJ thing, hey?
I'm coming to the stage where that question is like, I need to actually do math now. I started in, like, 2010. Like, started, like, youngin. I was just doing nonsense EDM back in the day because I was cool. Now I'm like,
I remember those days actually, because I mean we've been mates for a while. I remember when you were back. What was your name back then? It wasn't basically when everyone was stepping all over the clubs.
Yeah, I can't even remember what it was. No.
It was
Vindicate.
Yeah.
You got it.
Such a
all
cool
caps,
guy, yes. Eh?
Vindicate.
What's your name? I'm DJ Vindicate, bro. I'm sure you are so popular in Boxburg, man.
I actually was.
What's wrong with Boxburg?
Yeah, actually, what is your problem with
Boxburg? So, Grizzly, moving swiftly along. Grizzly. So what type of genre are you about these days? Because you're definitely much better than you were. That much,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah, I am much better. No, facts only. I play anything, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm normally, like, a hip-hoppy guy, like hip-hop and trap.
I know you. If I were to describe Stefan's, like, sound, and I'm sorry for cutting you off, but nice. I've just known you for too long. So. Nice. I'll actually just take over this interview at this day.
Do you
but it's like he's focused on trap and hip hop. He's actually got such like a new different type of sound. Like it's exactly what you'd want to vibe to if you went to a club. Like I feel like these days too trappy. It's too, like, I don't know. Karab was looking at me funny because he's like, he loves
There really is such a thing as too much trap.
But like,
no. Anyways, back to step. Yeah. Back to step. Yeah.
No.
Back to me.
Yeah, you're saying.
I mean, you cut me off, dog. I was saying, man.
I'm sorry, my bad.
So yeah, no, it's like he'll throw in things that like you hear on selection. You'll mix in some Kate Renata, man. Will come with the trap tunes, like it's a vibe.
It's because as I grew up, I was like, actually, why am I only being told to play deep house? I was like, wait, I'm being paid to play music. Let me play music, not just some tracks that you hear every weekend.
At the same parties.
Don't get me wrong. When I drop a track, no one knows. It's either wow or what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
No, it's true.
But I mean, that's how you got to do it, bro. At least
I mean, that's how I do it.
Reading your crowd still, you know what
I
mean?
No, I don't read the crowd. I play music I want to hear. I don't even play for the crowd anymore. I've stopped doing that.
That's even more artistic.
Yeah, playing for the crowd doesn't work anymore.
You don't make your art for the crowd. You need to make it.
It's my art. Yeah, exactly.
That's hard.
And I mean, I feel like art is growth. Creativity is growth. You, as an artist, cannot expect to get better if you can't grow as a person, you know? And I just dropped bars. That was hella philosophical, motherfuckers. But anyway. But you know, like...
Dude, he even took his mic other than so that the level would stay
clean. Yeah. Okay, guys,
when
but anyway, as I was saying... Yes, I am my own.
I'm not denying that.
But I mean, like, I feel like that's a very pertinent thing, a very good thing you mentioned. Because, I mean, as an artist, if you yourself are not striving and doing everything you can to be better every single day in your craft and in your life, how can you expect to be one of the best?
Where your sirens at, my nigga? You're on a roll.
Like, I didn't want to hype on myself, but I mean, that's just that.
You got it. You literally, like, you got it. You just said it. You kind of just said it.
You know, but
I got another one for you. Being comfortable is scary.
No, it's way too scary.
Ooh, it's scary.
Do you know what? I don't want to say it's scary because, like, I mean, those are contradictory words, comfort and being scared. I think
Then maybe it's dangerous. Much better put.
Like, complacency is such a bad thing, guys. And I feel like as youth, that is a big thing we fall into.
As millennials.
Not even youth.
You know? We have this stigma that we just... Everything has to happen, whether we like it or not.
And
it has
to happen now.
It has to happen now.
But it's because of the generation we were born into, dog. I've actually done an essay on this.
I thought you were done with exams.
Yeah, no, I've done with exams.
This is Cliff Central.
Life is an exam, dog.
Yeah, give him a
life is exam.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. We were actually talking about something pertinent before you all got niggerish.
Yeah, we got to get into a good topic, man.
You know, and actually, and that was, I should have actually started the show with this, but I mean, it is Youth Month this month. Everyone knows that it's Youth Month. And if you don't know that it's Youth Month, that means you're probably over 40. So shame on you.
What? They should know. It's for them, bro. It was their job. generation that
shout out to 40-year-old listeners.
Yeah, shout out. But what I was saying was, and so because it is Youth Month, I think our theme for not I think no that our theme for this entire month is going to be conversations of the youth or by the youth,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Pertinent topics. So bringing it in now, I want our conversation topic today to be the responsibilities of the youth, of South African mm-hmm. youth, right? So if at any point today you guys can think of something that's relevant to that, say, talk about it. Because, you know, I feel like getting in that point, it's our responsibility because we have this platform mm-hmm. to educate people on, you know, like, or let me not say educate.
No, just say educate.
Yeah, to educate people, enlighten people. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, if you have the responsibility, if you can do better, if you can be better, you should.
Facts.
You know?
Definitely. So that, if you can instill a change,
if you,
you
know?
Should.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's the glory. We've been giving this platform, and we talk shit all the time. So,
also to meaningful listeners shit. Out there. If you have any questions or anything you want to say, this is an open table.
Yes,
like,
sir.
Pull up with your quotes. Pull up.
Tell them where
your
they can find us on the social
hashtag
media.
Hashtag Youth Central. Check us out at the Millennial Gen, at the Millennial Gen on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, just hit us up. Slide into the DM. We will respond.
We
not
will.
Like,
we do. We ain't sour.
We ain't sour.
Yeah. Okay. But so now that I've told you guys the topic for the day. Mm-hmm. Grizzly, do you want to give us a young mix, you know? Do you want to give us a little something?
Something, a little scoop snack.
Yeah, you know, a little taste, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? Ade, what are you laughing at, bro?
You know exactly what I'm laughing
dude,
at.
Dude, I know. Okay, but anyways, while these guys are laughing like savages, Grizzly, what type of tune are you going to give us today, my G?
I'm taking back to one of my motherlands, which is the UK.
Okay.
I feel like some of these tunes, or pretty much 80% of these tunes, will not have a single radio hit or radio play in this country.
Alright.
So I thought I'd bring the heat.
And radio.
Come on.
Have you got bangers lined up for us?
No.
Okay, wow. I mean, that's a bit awkward, you know?
I play bangers when it's nukes, son.
You have the light, dog. Hit play when you're ready, my G.
Tracks do green, black, blue. I was just a hopeful kid like you. Left end broke, got a win, can't lose. Everything fresh when I came back through. Saying that it real, brother, that's not true. I am not slicker, but I am top two. See me in a club with a team, them black cows. Then you know I gotta wear black top two. Tracks do green, black, blue. I was just a hopeful kid like you. Left end broke, got a win, can't lose. Everything fresh when I came back through. Saying that it real, brother, that's not true. I am not slicker, but I am top two. See me in a club with a team, them black cows. Then you know I gotta wear black top two. Trap line's gone, and the trap's gone too. Triceps gone, and my chap's gone too. Now you wear jack suits, listening to that's not me, but we all know that's not you. Said you got a new flow, that's not new. You sound like me when you spray like you. If we got beef, then I'm bringing out Marvel. A man better now, I'm bringing Capcom 2. Man did Belgium twice in a week, when I flew Bordeaux for a slice of the cheese. So many shows that a man can't sleep. I ain't even really got time for a beat. Mommy said go, so I go, boy, eat. Did it on my own, no scam, no cheat. No label, no chat, no me. All love here, no gap, no sweet. Niggas in my ends ain't me, could have nothing, but I still rep for the West End streets. I'll never get a G-check from a neat. Now I got bread, don't think we could beat. Yeah, if I do well, they attack. Trust me, I'm never going out whack. Like Spanish miss said I'm gonna fail because I'm brown. Bet you thought I was gonna say black. Tracks do green, black, blue. I was just a hopeful kid like you. Left end broke, got a win, can't lose. Everything fresh when I came back through. Saying that it real, brother, that's not true. I am not slicker, but I am top two. See me in a club with a team of them black clouds. Do you know I gotta wear black top two? Dickheads, losers. You're only bad on computers. Keep talking about shooters, but you're lying like losers. I used to run man down in my neck, now I just do it in my funerals. Run. Can't give me no back chat, I tell him shut up like Lucas. Free up my bros in the cell, when I give stats I open a mill. If I get the West then I'm not phoning a girl. Had your WCW holding my belt. Can't talk bait on a hot phone. Furs on like it's Moscow. I make the weed plug in Sweden. Like, I gotta try bring the stock home. I was on the road when gets me, sing for me. I can make your girlfriend sing for me. See the car dash like Kimberly. In the trap house, he's into me. I think they got it in for me. But we don't take checks in here. We buy at the bar. Charms, rest in peace. Bro came in a Mac. You don't eat fast food much. Stable the chat. Don't get your dog moved up. The man talks shit. Nobody asks you, cunt. Ask me, don't even talk too much. 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 Don't even talk too much.
trouble. You can't tell me nothing. Just look in my eyes, it's all too clear. But it don't matter, cause I'm still here. Need the I, the Z, the E, the E, straight from the LDN. I don't wanna hear no talk about streets and all of that fuck from way back when. Been a bad boy, I destroyed your drag. Got a prayer that I put that shit to an end. Better not walk the walk, and I take the talk. You got a problem, step to me then. Otherwise, don't pretend. Stop, breathe, cut to 10. Keep on chatting or get the lay. I stand up to I don't bend. So if you got a crew, go get your men. Look at me, I say where and when. I'll be on time like Big Ben. Gotta never take me for a spend. And I ain't saying it again. Cause I've been through madness, not madness. You can't tell me nothing. And I love pure badness, not badness. You can't tell me nothing. And I have a lot of drama, not drama. You can't tell me nothing. Just look in my eyes, it's all too clear. But it don't matter cause I'm still here.
Gently down the stream. Niggas sleeping on me, must be stepping on the lean. Brush my teeth, choose an outfit. Big racks in my account, I get paid. Every day, smoke the loudest. I get packed in by the ounce, I just play. And I got things from back in the day, still ringing me down. I'm on stage, but I want no stress. What they trying to control S, coming around to get saved. I don't want a war, let's make peace. Good energies make the sacks increase. Girls in the north, west, south, and the east. Big batting, the man, them say cheese. I'm not a gentleman, I'm an African man, is what I said to the priest. So you know I stay smoking trees and the buds in a zip pack looking obese. I just came back from Mars in my new spaceship, it was a perfect landing. What do you mean, I'm a king, she's a queen, man, you know what's happening. Nowadays they call me gingerbread man, cause they just can't catch him. All the ladies love, man, I love them too, we got an understanding. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I'll be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I'll be the boss of life. Pure water and lots of ice, she knows that I'll be the boss of life. City unlocked for the left to the right, fair girls, how am I meant to decide? I don't wanna be on Lord of the Mic, his shit MCs, nah bro, I'm above that. Using my name for a dead bit of fame, tryna get up in the game, yeah right, they go fuck that. Booms ain't grime and songs ain't clash, but don't be fool, call the war thing, I love that. Call this the return of the rucksack. Hey, bitch, get a pool, go truck that. Come to your block in my B-Day, yeah. Big dot dot for the briefcase, yeah. Go walk me a watch for my B-Day, huh? And my girlfriend's a boss like I'm PK, yeah. I lick shots for my DJ, right. And I'm still getting guap in my CKs. Big whiff, I'm underground parking, yeah. That's word to the fob on my TJ, nigga, can't flex on me, yeah. Rude boy thing, all the text on me. You see Big Mac on the ID tag. Now the pen's in, you're gonna do the text on me. I got scars for days, it's all tribal. You're not gonna major, you're not Michael. I'm sparring spray on my idols. Look, if I slap your face, you go viral. I was on my Saracen mic on my Ridgeback. Word. Cold on the road, but I did that. Word. iPhone 3 with a gift gap. Word. Take a break, little nigga, have a Kit Kat. Cool. Came for the wall like a mix pack. Yeah. I got painting, shaking a Tic Tac. And I know that I shouldn't be spending. But broke niggas shouldn't make this track. No. You broke niggas should've been quiet. I'm cold, little nigga, don't try it. Try. Yeah, I think I'm the best, I'm biased. Fire. And I shoot for your chest like fire. Fire. But I roll deep on these. Show these look what MC about greed. Show these look what MC about me. I was on my feet from 2003. Like. Roll deep on these.
Cause I'm the N, the E, the U, T, the R, the A, M, with the O. Cause when I'm in the microphone, I'm the MC Neutrino. N, the E, the U, T, the R, the A, M, with the O. Becky, Neutrino.
Yo, Superman, Aperex, yo, see this, get wet. Occupation, mic check, yeah. Occupation, MC, mic check. Yo, come up to me, you getting crazy, cause I'm horny. One insult, that's so ill I need. One insult, so then in the panty. Aperex, yo, see this, get wet. Occupation, mic check, yeah. Occupation, MC, mic check. Yo, come up to me, you getting crazy, cause I'm horny. One insult, that's so ill I need. One insult, so then in the panty.
Man, know what it is. Grown in the list. My pattern, mush, my Reebok classics. And the chops on my wrist. Like back in the day when I caught my whip. I didn't stop for the pins. Like back then when I had a chick in the block. And got stuck in the lift. Yeah, my is trapped day. You can't stop for a piss. And the oldest comes to take my shit. Taking the piss. Yeah, especially to circle the block. Trying to find someone to nick. Mum was to blame my friends. You know how it is. Yeah, I was on the block with the old Milo. Bound for the bound, bound for the velo. Chuck a devil, one for beat up. Bare one tens and one mistake. Let's talk about now. Let's talk about now. I'm still doing it now. And the man there when I pay for my downfall. Still wondering how, still wondering how. I changed my life.
I'll knock your man down. In my MR2 with that pirate radio. When Bizzle made pow. Yeah, remember that new shop day. Chilling with Bizzle smile. Made the streets in the rave like come to the back door now. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big in the boot. I got the big size toes my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size toes my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the you. Man, know that I kick up the you. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Wanna come round here like a bad boy, do it. Run all the talking, go in and do it. Running through the party, bottle of Bacardi. Rolls in my ear saying, spoon, don't do it. Devil on my shoulder, I don't lack. Hit him with a crowbar, I don't scratch. Even when I'm sober, I'm so gassy, right? But there's no car and no match.
What are you talking about?
Sound, stand down. Never had a Mac 10 or a say pound. You were never bad then, you ain't bad now. Never had a Mac 10, little nigga, back down. Wait, I saw bare kicks, I saw bare clothes. Said, fuck that, I can't wear those. I don't like them, they're not my thing. They went silent, they're all weirdos. Like, yeah, soon from there. Never had a Tom Ford or a Montclair. Man, them are calm, but you see my don there. Fuck you, tell them don't do it, don't dare. Don't care who you know from my block. If you're not Al Capone, you get fucked. They can take my car and my crep. I still do the road in my socks. Like, who's gonna stop me? You, him, weed and a cigarette. Blue Slims, don't be an idiot. Move smart, I've been killing it. New king, niggas ain't ready for my new stuff. You're a prick by yourself, go and group up. And when crep went states for the BPs, I was covering crep like a boot cut. If mad, it's a family thing, straight family thing. Some man are broke, no salary thing. Had a thing called Amy, telling me to come round hers on a Valerie thing. Hashtag Murky Academy thing. Coming like art in the gallery thing. Dumb boy there, wanna chat about bars, wanna chat about crowds, but. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boots. I got the big size toes my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up to you. Man, know that I kick up to you. Them boy there, try to suck the truth. How dare you kick up the truth? Look, I'm too hot.
S-E-Boy, Godfather 2, I'm back with a bang.
S-E-Boy,
bring vibes in the dance with a mic in my hand.
S-E-Boy,
BBK member, I'm an OG.
S-E-Boy, S-E-Boy.
Anything here's earned and worked for. And it's G2, what do you think I'm hurt for? I reach every checkpoint that I search for. I'm older, of course I learn more. The earth worry, I've been hurt more. Yeah, yeah, I roll in the dirt more. When it was beef, bro, I went to the earth core. I ain't gotta say much, I work more. Gotta get ready for the set, make sure I'm cold. I was on a set with the wickedest rhymes and flows. Not just any MC is keeping up with these codes. Anytime you hear my voice, that's why I need from both. It's been a while, but I'm still wild. Why last voice? XMO style. E4E, back to E3. You're gonna see me with the rest of my G's. It's been a while, but I'm still wild. Why last voice? XMO style. E4E, back to E3. You're gonna see me with the rest of my G's.
S-E-Boy.
Godfather 2, I'm back with a bang.
S-E-Boy.
Bring vibes in the dance with a mic in my hand.
S-E-Boy.
BBK member, I'm an OG.
S-E-Boy. S-E-Boy.
My Barcelona's, nobody wants to roll with them. Started amateur, now I've gone pro with them. Look at all the energy I've given, still feel like a car that's been made, but it's never been driven. 6 billion for days, I still bill them. If a spitter's putting me to the test, I still spin them in track suits of denims. I possess the venom. You want a better vibes, I breathe, but hate the shots, don't sell them. Gotta get ready for the set, make sure I'm cold. I was on a set with the wickedest rhymes and flows. Not just any MC is keeping up with these codes. Anytime you hear my voice, that's why I need from both. It's been a while, but I'm still wild. Why last voice? Eskimo call. E4E, back to E3. You're gonna see me with the rest of my jeans. It's been a while, but I'm still wild. Why last voice? Eskimo call. E4E, back to E3. You're gonna see me with the rest of my jeans.
Ain't no point in playing it safe. But I know your role, better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of space. You should want to embrace space. Rip up a ravage, make it a habit to damage. Pull out a baggage, you will not manage. I'm the full package. Why do they talk like I am not established? That is so callous, they are the saddest. Why are they so full of malice? Making up fallacies, I'm in my palace. Blazing up the chalice with Alice. Cause I'm a Dallas, and I'm the baddest. It's not a travesty, call me your majesty. Sometimes it feels
like the world's on my phallus. Push out my chest and I big up my status. Where's all the trappers? Where's all the clappers? I am not shaking, no need for my rappers or rapper ratters. Put in the work and spend money on motors and slappers. Why are we fronting like it even matters? Why do they make me feel guilty for getting this money like my soul's in tatters? Sitting there trying to realign my chakras, driving me crackers. You bloody stackers should get off my knackers. Give me the gas and the matches. I've been through hell and I swallowed the ashes. Running this thing for so long as it happens, I'm knackered. All of my enemies broken and shattered. Sprinkling hate, they're all over the shop and they're scattered. Chatting my name till this day and I'm flattered. I am not easily rattled, don't follow the cattle. So quiet your chatter or you will get battered. Clap out and the fans are down on these rappers. All of these MCs are looking like tappers. Fuck all the swine and their bodily gases. Roll with the rasses. Babylon's calling me, nobody's fooling me. I do not roll with the masses, but big up the jungle is massive. I am not timid and I am not passive. Messing with me, you must be on some acid. Some of the racket, I will get it right. All my problems disappear like it's magic. It'll be tragic. Ain't no point in playing it safe. But I know your role, better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of space. 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 You should want to embrace. Space. Space. Yeah. Ain't no point in playing it safe. But I know your role, better state your case. When it all falls down, better know your place. Just give me 3 feet and an ounce of space. 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 You should want to embrace. Space. Space. Space.
Nah, that beat is hard, dude. Shout out Grizzly, my man. Shout out Grizzly. That was a fire mix.
Thank you.
Damn, son. That was that legit UK grime.
I wanna ask Stefan a question.
Ask away.
How much time a week do you spend looking for new tracks?
Literally a good, like, solid 2 to 3 hours just looking.
Each day or each week?
It depends on the day, because like now it's hot because it's summer over there. So tracks are being dropped, like Georgia dropped an album.
All
the Northern Hemisphere guys are dropping albums now.
Let's just pause. Thank you, Georgia Smith.
Yeah. Thank you for your presence on this earth.
That nigga's hungry, man.
What do you mean hungry, dog? I'm appreciating her music.
Well,
appreciate everything, actually.
No, but shout out Georgia. She has an incredible album.
Oh my god.
I spend a solid amount of time just looking for music. I either go on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. Yeah, pretty much that's it, yeah.
So what got you into this grime culture, bro?
I actually don't know, because I listened to Dizzy the first time with Math and English. I was just blown away by his sound, his rapping.
I'm not gonna lie, for a second there I was like, so what, you were listening to him in maths and English class?
I actually was. I was like one of the only people, and I put people onto this. They were like, yeah, he's hot, but I can't fuck with it. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll fuck with it.
But that's how it is, dog. Like you said, you don't play music for people anymore. You play for yourself. People just have to appreciate your taste.
Yeah, I mean, I have a question for you guys, right? So it's about the different cultures that have evolved around the world. So, I mean, obviously, like, for example, what I mean by this is you have grime culture in the UK. You have a very heavy trap culture in parts of America. You have that old school hip-hop culture, you know, like that stuff. So how do you think these cultures evolved, and, like, how far off do you think South Africa is from these cultures? Am I making sense here?
Yeah, I think via, like, distance between cultures, like as in time length, I think SA is actually not that far off, bro.
I don't know what you mean by, like, you're gonna have to be a bit more specific.
Like, so I mean, if you so basically look at the music of that's coming out of South Africa at the moment. We have some heat. We cannot lie. There is heat. We have some very talented artists.
Nasty C, Shane Eagle, Frank Casino, Ricky Rick, aka.
Exactly.
The list goes on.
Kevin XX, LJE.
All the boys we've got this side.
You know, like,
Archie, we're going to get him on next week, a hooligan. I can continue.
Can I finish my fucking question, please?
Yeah, what? Okay, what is it?
Goddamn. How far off do you think South African music is? From the rest of the world.
It's like, come on, dude. It's like,
joining the ranks of like America and Europe and
that's
even
a different,
Asia.
That's a different question to joining the ranks.
Yeah, like, basically.
You can't give hand signals, dog. Right, it's a podcast.
I realize. But basically, I'm just saying, like, do you, or maybe I worded it terribly, I think I just didn't word it very well, but in a nutshell I'm asking, do you think South African music competes with the rest of the world?
My thing is, it can only compete if the artist is original to where they're from. There's so much music coming out of here, which is great, but it's just, it sounds very lateral. Like, there's no, like, specific sounds unless you go to, like, Nasty T. He's kept original.
Yeah.
Everyone else is trying to do, like, this trap sound here. And if they try and sound and emulate the sounds of other people from around the world, it's not really original. So they won't fuck with it overseas. Like, oh, we have this at home. They want something special, like Sanel Musician. He's literally one of the standout artists that I found in this country right now. All his tunes are so unique, but they're all like house. But they're not the house that someone like Destruction Boys would play or all that shit that you hear.
It's
all about originality to me personally, for you to go up there, which is why Black Coffee's up there.
That's true.
Hey, Black Coffee's doing big things.
Yeah, but I also think that besides just originality, I think it's the work ethic, man. Black's been... When I tell you Black Coffee started out in Alex, bro. Like Sunday.
Yeah, I'm not taking away his
Sunday.
I'm
not taking away his hustle. I'm like,
but like, he's been original, but he's had to do shit to be original. Like, let's be
almost,
honest.
Almost, like, we can maybe say even 20 years in the game worth of like experience. I mean, he's really, I think just his catalog of the people that he's worked with throughout Africa has given him the ability to stand amongst everyone overseas, because, well, like, internationally, off Africa continent type people.
But Black Coffee peaks, let's be real. Black Coffee
is
incredible. He's a testament to what South Africa, to the talent that Africa has.
Yeah, you know? But I mean, like,
and I don't think we should stop there. Sorry to interrupt you there. There's this other artist who's even been, like, basically endorsed by Black Coffee. His name is Muzi. Like, I found this guy on Apple Music. First of all, shout out Apple Music. Yeah, I fucking love you guys, because the amount of music that I absorb these days is crazy, you know.
Copious.
But back to Muzi, like, for us, I'm gonna try and get this guy on the show, because you guys don't understand how authentic this guy's sound is. Like, he sounds like Kate Renata, but like a South African Kate Renata. Like, he sounds like Kate Renega, you know what I'm saying?
That dude, you just said,
dude,
that.
Like, he's so, it's like, that's his sound, like,
Kate Renata is black.
No, you know what I mean. But like, I'm even gonna play you guys one of his tracks. Like, he mixes, like, I don't even know what to call it, but he mixes like that electro sound with Kwaito, with house music, with hip hop. Like, it's so fucking authentic. So shout out to him. And there's
back to authenticity. That's the time.
For real.
If you try and emulate someone, you're never gonna get it.
But at the same time, a lot of it is down to like access. Here we don't have access to a lot of our own locals, like talents, that's a problem. A problem, obviously.
What do you mean? Yes, I agree with you. Like, but, like, elaborate.
I mean, like, in the States and shit, there's so many more places that you can go to, and you'll see people paying for people to come and have live performances. Yeah, like, there's definitely places here that do the same, but there's
not as much.
There's not as much, and the spending power overseas is a lot greater than it is here.
Yeah.
So it means that people that side, in terms of creatives, they're a lot more likely to be able to sustain themselves off these smaller gigs if they're booking,
because
a lot of
people are
gigs.
Willing to go and listen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Here it's hard when there's only like a smaller population that wants to go listen.
Yeah. Or that can afford to.
That's the next thing. That can afford to. That's why eventing is so hard here.
Yeah. It's a different culture in South Africa, and that's the thing. Like, that's why, like you said earlier, like, why do you think these different cultures went the ways that they did? Like, it's the history of the country. Like, it's so specific to each location.
It's inbred there.
Yeah.
You know, that's a real question I have. I mean, that's something I've always been very curious about. Is that, I mean, obviously we all live in completely different parts of the world, but how is it that so each part of the world develops so differently? Because I mean, if you trace back origins, in essence, we all came from the same place.
Yeah,
I mean,
up the road.
You know, like, we all, like, life originated from one set place, but the second it branched off, it literally became so diverse. Yeah. And I appreciate that shit. I love that shit. You know,
I think it's different things.
You know, like, I like different things. I think it's so cool. But for me, I'm really curious to know how that sort of thing happened. You know, and I don't know if it's a question that can be answered. I'm sure there's someone who knows this answer. But I mean, that's just how I think. Like, it's like, I mean, if you think about how different we are down here in South Africa to America, for example, and I know that's like the epitome of Western culture, and a lot of what they do is absorbed by the rest of the world because of like television and music and stuff like that.
And the all out size the internet, of the and
their
like,
footprint in entertainment is just ridiculous.
You know, I mean, but like, still, even though you take all of those considerations in all of those things into consideration, every single city is so fucking different. It's so fucking unique. It's
but
so
dude, even break down cities today and you'll find that like the neighborhoods and cities have their own cultures.
Yeah,
the sub neighborhoods like the Bronx will be different to this, like just how
so Harlem, just in the state of Alex, New York there'll be a
you know I'm saying like to Harlem Brooklyn to Harlem and
yeah but I'm just like saying that like kind of the local connection. So like how like Brooklyn is different to Manhattan
but it's in the same state.
Dog, it's the same, it's
same
the same
state.
Place
you literally two metro stops away and you're in Brooklyn or whatever. I don't know stop.
Yeah, I mean that's these are the things I think about, guys. That's welcome to my mind. But you know, back to the topic of today.
Get me out of here.
Shut up. let's dive into this topic of our responsibility as youth. Because I mean, us in this room, I think the oldest person here is Steph. Not I think, I know the oldest person here is Steph. And you know what? 23. Hey. 24 around there. So I mean, we literally
around there after he told you.
Are you guys gonna let me fucking finish or what?
Are you, can you take control of the show, Kenny, sir? Take control.
Anyways, okay, so we are definitely a good representation of the youth of this country. I mean, the only thing is we were fortunate enough to be brought up well. So I mean, I don't think we represent everyone, but I think we do represent a large demographic, right?
Mm.
So, from that perspective, I want to go around asking each of you in a minute or less, because I say this because I know Hunter will go on forever.
Don't pick on me.
I know, so
that's so true.
What do you guys think as South African youth? And I'm saying South African youth because we all grew up in South Africa. Mm-hmm. So this is us. This is our country. It's not here. So as South African youth, what do you feel our responsibility as youth is? Go, Adair.
Okay. Pointed at two people.
Yeah, I realize that.
Our responsibility as the youth, dog. I can go on. Honestly, I can go on. We've got to change so many things, dude. The systems that have been set in place to keep us like five steps back, the ideologies that we have that are so behind in thinking, like we got to change a lot of things, man. Like, but it's
don't be so vague though. Like, okay, I understand that it is a big concept, but I'm not asking you for brand big picture things. I'm talking about you in your perspective.
In my perspective,
if you can give me 1 minute of what you think as youth we need to take responsibility for and do to change, tell me, and I'm gonna go too. So. Good.
Okay, well, I wish you had told me before the show. But as youth, I feel like we need to start by supporting each other, dog. Mm. And by each other, I don't mean just the youth. I mean people, because too many people these days are just
South Africans.
Yeah, do you know, like people in general, like us out here, we need to support each other. We like building these little cliques up, whether it's our neighborhood, if it's our friends. But we just like ostracizing people at the end of the day. So I feel like, yeah, we need to support each other. We need to work together to do shit. Yeah, dude, we need to love each other, dog. That's the problem. We need to love each other. We don't love enough in this country, even though this is a happy place.
Mm. I agree. Good. I think we'll come
five
back
marks.
To that. Wasn't. Yeah. I think it's more like
3.5 to 4.
Yeah, thank you. You read my mind, Uncle Hans. 1 minute, my G, and I'm watching the clock. Boy, go.
What's the question again? I forgot it.
That was like, pick on me. I don't even remember the question.
The question is, as youth of South Africa, what do you think we need to do to make a change? What do we need to take responsibility for?
We need to, as youth of South Africa, we need to learn how to listen, man. That's the first thing.
The irony.
Dog.
Nah, but I mean,
don't believe this guy just
I
said
don't
this.
Fucking believe it.
Yeah, but I mean,
you
like
have 1 minute. Go.
Let me put it this way, like as a grouping of our youth was so into like wanting to find out the hard way on things that we'd rather just run into something like, and this be business, this be relationships and all that, without like listening to people around us and trying to like gain that understanding as to why they're thinking in that way. So I mean, that's for me is like the biggest thing that we need to learn, bro, is just like can we like shut up for a second and just listen, you know? I struggle with it. Y'all niggas are
damn straight.
No, but like,
so
I,
do you, I, nigga.
I feel like that's also worldwide. Like, that's the part of being a youth. You're learning, you know, you're growing up. I mean, a big part of me growing up is like listening to what people say, because I usually just do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, within
okay,
reason.
Okay, wait, good answer, Hans. We'll come back to that. Steph, are you ready? Do you want me to take it away? How about your answer?
Question me again.
Okay, well, damn, guys.
Dude, it's a deep question.
We are talking about just yes, no. Listening, yeah, and none of you bitches is listening.
I'm listening to his answer. What do you think as great. We... Of South Africa, the youth. What do you think? What do you think we need to change?
What do you think we need to do to make change?
Just support one another. There's a huge lack of that. Mm. Like, I know homeboy here dropped a shirt. He struggled to sell it with his own friends.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It's shit. Obviously, I have my own shit going on, sauce boy. No, but like that's really.
How you gonna call us out, man?
No, not you. But like, it's tough. It is tough. It is very tough. Like, I even know when I started like DJing, it was tough. Like, to get all my mates to come join me at the party. It's not easy.
Mm.
Cause like it's weird. I don't know. Like, you want to push yourself. You haven't like in your head like, I don't really have time to support you. I'm trying to push to support my own self.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like we've become very individual as a youth, and we need to try and come back together.
I agree. Yeah, 100%. That's very deep. Right.
Yeah. So we're all trying to push your own thing. Like, he's doing his own thing. Can he's doing his own thing? You're doing your own thing. I'm doing my own thing.
Mm. Like, gotta make time for each other.
It's hard. Yeah.
But it's also like,
I agree.
I think
make time. That's pretty much what the gather is for my coach. Make time for everything.
Can I just add like an external point, but it's gonna like
little asterisk.
And he wonders why I like said 1 minute or less.
Yeah, but I said my point. There's a new minute. Anyway, for me it's like, you know this thing of Rainbow Nation. If you look at like what a rainbow is, all the colors are separated, right? So when you read down to what it like for me and like my head, when I just like to dissect things, I keep thinking that, you know what, when we speak of things like that, it just shows the separation within like cultures within our country. So
speak of things like
getting
what?
No, as in like the Rainbow Nation aspect, when I speak of it in a race aspect of our country, because you know, like we're supposed to be Rainbow Nation, which to you would be what, like, you know, it's like coming together and all of that, when in this country it's actually the exact opposite. So it's very much a thing of like, you know, just being very open and like understanding to like fellow man and type of stuff. I think that's where we get better understanding and bigger support, is like if we would understand each other, you know what I'm saying?
Merge all the different cultures,
exactly,
and make something from it. Because I won't lie, like our friends group, let's be honest, it's probably one of the most diverse I ever see.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever. We're probably the only ones like that.
Asians, Asians, blacks, whites, whatever.
As diverse as us.
Okay, can I say my piece, right? So let me contest what you were saying, though, because your Rainbow Nation thing, like, let me finish. I do understand what you're saying, but also at the same time, you're being a bit stupid. Because that was sour. Let me just finish my piece. What I'm saying is the beauty of a Rainbow Nation, I understand that a rainbow is separate, but like if you think about it, if you put all the colors together, what would it be?
Collage.
Like brown.
It would be like some blob, you know. The beauty of a Rainbow Nation is that people are separate. Like the colors are separate. They're individual. By themselves they can shine, but together they
create
shine
the spectrum.
More. You know, we let you speak, it's my turn. That's the beauty of a rainbow in a nutshell. That's the beauty of our nation. That's the beauty of the diversity, is that you can acknowledge each individual group or each individual color of a rainbow, as it were, individually. Because, I mean, let's be real, I'm sure all of us can state at least 4 or 5, I don't even know how many colors there are in a rainbow, in case it's I'm like saying too many.
I think you might be taking
I mean,
too literal.
I'm not taking
it,
I'm just
saying.
No, I'm going with the analogy you were saying. That's the thing. Back to my piece. Because as youth, what I feel we need to take responsibility for, what I feel we need to do is, like all of you said, we need to support one another. We need to we need to acknowledge the Afrocentric culture for what it is. We need to stop trying to buy abroad, stop trying to endorse this whole Eurocentric, European, Western culture. We must stop trying to bring it home and convert it.
Don't take
it. We must be ourselves. It's back to authenticity. And I mean, I feel like as youth, okay, I mean, this is more about women, and my mom always tells me this. As women, women in the global economy has something like 70% of the buying power.
Yeah.
70% of the entire global economy is held in the hands of women. I don't know what percentage of that are black women and African women, but if you think about it like that, and you take that buying power or a percentage of that buying power and you direct it just to one place, like you only buy local, you only support other people. Mm. Instead of you getting rich, you go and you buy your Gucci or Louis Vuitton, go and buy the local brand. Go and plug that one, you know what I'm saying?
It won't be as much, and quality will probably still be...
Dude, but also the stuff like that, that's also that mentality that you just had. Let me not say it's a mentality, but what you said is an example of that mentality.
What?
You
that
basically, you're saying... No, you're saying that because it's a local brand, it won't be as good as international.
No, I said it won't be as much.
Yeah, you said it won't.
But you also said it won't be as good.
No, I said it won't be as much.
I was about quality, actually.
Yeah, you said that.
My bad.
I was about to talk on quality, though.
My bad. Because I feel like it's that mentality of thinking that just because it's from here, it's lesser than.
No,
bro.
That's not the case at all.
Zara is out here stealing designs from a brand called Amatosa. I mean,
they're
locally based. But for me, what my thing is that, bro, like, sometimes buying the thing from Gucci D&G is better than buying from our local brands like Tuga.
There
are a lot. It's just due to taste, bro. Remember, at the end of the day, it's what people like.
You're wearing D&G.
Nah, I don't know.
Dude, even said D&G. I had to decipher what D&G was.
Man.
Dude,
come on, bro.
Like, okay, but...
You see, I'm not the kind of person that would buy D&G to buy the brand and show you that it's D&G, fam. For me, I'm like, I rock this because I think it's swag and it looks good. It's not because... If the same jersey came from... Mr. Price, even though I don't go into Mr. Price, not because I'm too much. It's just because the thing of like.
Dude, I think
things are different, man.
You've
like,
given us the perfect
I'm blessed
time.
Enough for me to, you know.
You've given us the perfect time to take a music break. I hear your point, but I do have a lot of counters, and I feel like. But let's get the people involved. Let's get the listeners involved. Hit us up on Instagram. Hit us up on Twitter. Let's start this dialogue of. What you feel our responsibility as youth are, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the damn things.
Yes,
but until then, let's listen.
We've got a few people messaging us, but we'll come back.
Let's listen to some Anderson .Paak, Bubbling, because I love this track. You guys know this song? You know this track? Bubbling by Anderson .Paak.
One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash, bubbling. One in the hand, one in the hand. One in the hand, one in the bag, bubbling. Look at the cash, look at the cash, bubbling. Look at the cash,
bubbling.
Oh,
bubbling.
Hey,
yes, guys, you just remixed it ourselves, right? Okay, guys, but we've had some very good conversations today. So shout out everyone for being here.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out DJ Grizzly, my man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. The way he's positioned the mic is incredible.
These people, some of our friends are unbelievable, dude. Honestly.
Oh my gosh.
But keep doing what you're doing, man. Why don't you tell people they can find you on the Instagrams and what?
Yeah, I only have Instagram because Facebook is junk. let's be honest, Facebook
that's
is shit.
Trash.
Facebook is like
Facebook
weak.
Is
it's
shit.
A distraction.
Anyway,
so on Instagram, you can find me at Grizzly Official Music, all one word.
Mm-hmm.
I just need some more followers.
Okay, Grizzly Official Music.
Grizzly
you heard?
Official.
How about you, Uncle Hunt?
Hey man, you know, you can find me on Twitter. It used to be Hunt, or you can find me on that Insta k.mutsumi. But yeah, that's about it.
And you can find him getting an Uber sometimes in Avonia.
Yeah, man.
True story.
Uber is the way, bro.
And
oddly enough, I was taking an Uber from there to come back.
Yeah.
Why? Because I was lazy as well.
And okay, and shout out to my co-host today, yeah. He wasn't supposed to be here, but he was.
I mean, dude, I wasn't supposed to be here. I was running exams, you know, man pulled through anyway. It's because I love this place, though.
Just explain to them that you did go and write your exam.
Nah, I didn't. Don't fuck around. Don't, if you have the opportunity, take that opportunity.
Of course.
Okay, but yeah, you can find me at Your Majesty on Instagram. Yeah. That's YAW_MAJESTY. And yeah, man.
Yeah. So for me, your fearless leader, Lord Kanyisa Palmer. Yes, that is my name.
He just called himself fearless leader.
Guys, we literally just spoke about supporting each other. What the fuck?
Not like that.
What the hell?
You're my leader. Get out of here.
Okay,
supportive criticism.
Anyway, yeah, for me, at Kanye Palmer on Instagram, thank you so much for listening to us. I wish you guys all love and light. Ooh. We're definitely going to keep this narrative going the entire month. Yeah. So tune the fuck in. Give us yo, dude, I swear a lot. And you know, I realized I gave my parents the link like 2 weeks ago. No, I swear, gang.
Shout out to my parents. To my mother.
So shout out, Dad. Shout out, Mom. I'm sorry, I swear. It's kind of your guys' fault. But anyways.
Who?
My parents.
You're going to have an interesting dinner tonight.
I think this is when we're supposed to sign off.
Yes, anyways, yes. But for me, thank you so much for listening, guys. Let's just come on, keep tuning in. Keep sending us your questions and answers to our question of what do you think our responsibilities are as the youth? Because this narrative needs to be had. And this narrative needs to be heard.
It does. Support your friends.
Support your fucking people.
Your creative, send them through. Send us their links. We want to, you know, we're a platform.
We want to know who they are, and we want you all to know who all these other people are. So just.
Because we know you don't give a fuck about us.
Alright, but yeah, guys, wishing you all the love and light in the world, peace, happiness, and all of that shit. Indeed. I got ASAP Rocky and Skepta to take it.
CliffCentral.com.